Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, everybody. Glad you've tuned in. We have a great show lined up for you today. Jim Van Riper with the City of Tallahassee is here talking about a new phone application that'll help us report potholes and graffiti, all kinds of neat stuff. Lexi Balestrieri will be with us, giving us the events in a minute from around town, so stay with us.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Robert Sand Company, providing soil, mulches, compost, rock, and gravel for homeowners and businesses for 50 years. And by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out the truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Peter.
Wow, you really going after those carrots?
Yeah, so?
Well, you gotta slow down.
Oh, no. You're right.
Must be the Roberts.
What? Roberts?
Yeah, Roberts Topsoil and Compost.
Farmer Brown is a genius.
Grow your garden with the best from Roberts Sand Company. Call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts. So we are talking today about the city of Tallahassee. And by the way, if you don't know, we've got a great new little application that has been handed to us by the good people there running the show. City of Tallahassee has what they call Digitally. You heard about this? Jim Van Riper is going to be with us here in the hour to explain it all to us and learn how we can use this neat little app, although Cabba hates it when I call it an app. It's an application. But, okay, so it's an app. And what will it do? Well, you can report potholes and graffiti, all kinds of neat things. You can pay your utility bill right there from your phone using Digitally. You'll learn about that. And by the way, of course, no less, if you go to the website, talgov.com, not only can you learn about this Digitally, you've got lots of resources there. I don't know if the last time you did so, but not the least of which would be our concerns about things like Tropical Storm Andrea that has certainly made her presence known here in the great city of Tallahassee and around the area and across Florida, we might say. Sounds like some of those folks further south of us got the brunt of it. But if you're not thinking about hurricane season, well, it's here as of June 1. You know, it's official, and we've done our part. We have a website for you, prepared.com, where you can go and learn more about what to do, not just in the immediate future, not just in the advance of a storm that may be coming upon us, but you can prepare now for severe weather throughout the year, things that you can do for your home, for your business, for your pets, for your kids, for yourself. Prepared.com is a great place to go. Lots of contacts, resources, contact information that you'll find courtesy of Alcom Marketing and our fine sponsors. So that's a good thing. And by the way, lots of other good things coming up in the news as we look forward to what's going on around Tallahassee. We've got some great guests lined up for you here in the next few weeks. Dave Hodges will be with us in the next within the next month or so. Who else have we got? Jamie Coombs, who's with the Florida Institute. And that's a great project, state-funded, helping startups, helping entrepreneurs, we'll say, inventors, innovators, find the sources of funding that they need to launch their business ideas. Who else? We have Leisha Berry, who's going to talk with us about taking unfortunate or undesirable circumstances in our lives, turning it around, making that something positive and productive individually and for us as a community. So that'll be a great topic. She'll be with us actually next Saturday. And if you have a topic or a guest you'd like us to consider, please do so by emailing us. Have that conversation with us. You can go to topics at TallahasseeTalks.com. Simple enough, right? And in doing that, we'll be sure to reply to you and get that information in front of our producers so we can find out what it is you're talking about or what you'd like to know more about. Have you been to the website, TallahasseeTalks.com? That's a great place to go to find out what we're doing, what's on the events calendar for that particular week, and a show that you may have missed. You can go to the listen page there and listen to any of those shows that we've had the pleasure of bringing you now in our third season. Can you believe that? So, TallahasseeTalks.com. So, so hurricane season is upon us, and Tropical Storm Andrea has done her part. And we hope that we don't have anything more severe than that coming at us. But, you know, tornadoes are always a possible threat, so it's always a good thing. And by the way, speaking of City of Tallahassee, they've opened their sandbag site, so you can go as needed and get sandbags for your home, your business, your property available there. And if you're looking for the location, best thing to do, go to talgov.com and you can get what you need from going to that website. So we've got Jim Van Riper with us from the City of Tallahassee. He'll tell us all about Digitally. Our very lovely and talented Lexi Bellastreri is going to be with us in the hour to talk about our events in a minute, what's going on around town, things that you guys would love to be a part of. She's got all that lined up for us. And by the way, here's another little resource. Have you been to our Facebook page lately? Well, that's a good place to go if you'd like to post a comment or review something that we have posted just for your amusement and entertainment and information. Facebook.com/ Tallahassee Talks. It's right there at your leisure. Like the page, get your friends to like the page, and we just might like you back. Who knows? So there you go. And by the way, now we have, as mentioned earlier, our very own Lexi Bellastreri. She's here to talk about all those things going on around town. Let's bring her to the mic. Lexi Bellastreri with Events in a Minute, brought to you today by Shaw's Athletics out there at Market Square on Timberlane Road, where you can get the right shoe for you. Doctors recommend them. Shaw's Athletics on Timberlane Road at Market Square. Now, here's Lexi Bellastreri. Lexi?
We're going to rock this town, rock it inside out. We're going to rock this town, make them scream and shout.
Thanks, Brian. Tonight from 8:30 to 12:30, the Wailin' Wolves Band will be performing at Just One More Bar on North Monroe Street. There will be performances of some of the biggest blues and rock and roll hits and a few guest appearances as well. All proceeds are going towards the fight against diabetes as part of the band's Blues Bash for Diabetes Tour, ages 21 and up. If you like gambling, Hotel Duval will be hosting Vintage Vegas Casino Night on Friday, June 15th at 1 p.m. in its Horizon Ballroom. The event is to benefit the Leon County Humane Society and will feature games, drinks, and live entertainment. Try your hand at poker, or maybe just stay a while and enjoy some hors d'oeuvres. Either way, it's for a good cause. To purchase tickets, go to hotelduvalevents.com. Last night, the Tallahassee Little Theater main stage opened its production of the play Wonder of the World. Wonder of the World is a delightful comedy about a woman's wild and wacky journey breaking away from her dull life and coming into her own. Show dates are June 7th through 10th, June 15th through 17th, and June 22nd through 24th. Tickets are available by calling the box office, or you can also purchase them online. This play contains adult language and themes suitable for mature audiences only. Finally, This weekend is the last weekend to catch Quincy Music Theater's production of Hairspray. Hairspray is a fun show about a big girl with big hair and an even bigger heart. Show dates are today and tomorrow, with matinees at 2:30 p.m. and evening shows at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available online and at the door. These are your events in a minute. For Tallahassee Talks, I'm Lexi Balistrieri.
The 25th Annual Tallahassee Builders Association Saltwater Fishing Tournament is coming up June 8th at the Caribou Boat Club. Thousands of dollars in cash and prizes will be awarded. This is your invitation to register now. The TBA provides leadership and professionalism within the building industry through education, advocacy, and community involvement. And TBA members love to give back to the community they've helped build. So join the fun. The TBA Saltwater Fishing Tournament, Saturday, June 8th in Caribou. Register online now at tallyba.com. He is the Technology, Planning, and Advancement Administrator for the City of Tallahassee. Jim Van Riper is our guest this morning. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Cerny. Welcome to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning, bright and early, just for you folks who love to know what's going on around town. And we've got Jim Van Riper, who's going to bring us up to date on some pretty cool stuff that the COT is doing. Jim, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
We're glad you're here and glad that you've taken time out of your busy schedule to tell us about something that many of us are just now becoming acquainted with. So you're on a mission from God to get out the word about a new app, right? Application that does things for us that we used to have to do ourselves, I guess, or took a lot longer to get done. So we want to know first, what is it this application is called? What's the name of it?
The name is called Digitally, and that's D-I-G-I-T-A-L-L-Y, all one word.
Okay.
It's a smartphone app.
Okay. And it's available on which platforms?
The iOS or Apple iPhone platform, as well as the Android platform. There's a generic version of it available by the vendor that provides a service source for BlackBerry, but it's not tailored specifically to Tallahassee.
Okay. So this is a third-party solution that the city has brought to us and then sort of customized, I guess, for our particular needs and interests, huh?
Yeah, that's correct. We found this solution to be pretty amazing because it allowed us to brand the application as a City of Tallahassee application. It also allowed us to take smaller, what we would call apps, and embed them within the application. What we find is a lot of departments want to have an app for their specific needs, but right. It really doesn't warrant, nobody's going to have 15 apps for the City of Tallahassee on their phone, yeah. But we can all embed them in this one app, and it allows us to reach much more, a wider universe of people and their needs.
So you're really able to then sort of compile all of this under this one platform, we'll say, or this one application.
That's correct.
What are some of the features here? What can we do with Digitally that's going to rock our world?
All right, so let me kind of give you an overview of what Digitally is. First off, it's not only the smartphone app. It's also a web portal on the talgov.com website.
Okay.
So pretty much everything you can do on the web, on the app is available to you on the website as well for people that don't have smartphones.
I'll tell you what, let's do this. We've got people listening and I'm sure wanting to play along at home. Where would I go if I'm on my laptop? Can I do that if I'm on my PC and see how the app works? Or do I have to work from my smartphone?
Well, you can work from your smartphone, or you can go to the talgov.com website.
All right, let's do that. Talgov.com, okay.
Right, and the very bottom of the website, you're going to see in the black border area something that says report a problem.
Ah, right. Okay, so I'm down here in the bottom of the page.
That's right.
And I want to report a problem. That's under City Services. Okay, so that's like the fourth column over from the left. So I'm going to click on Report a Problem.
And that's going to bring you to a page that kind of explains the whole program.
There it is, Digitally.
There's a non-mobile version of Digitally, right?
Well, Jim, I don't really need you to be here. I mean, I could just read this.
Yeah, you could. But we hope that that's helpful enough.
But that's not very nice, is it? I mean,
I could go back to work, I guess.
Folks, I'm given to insulting our guests, you know, and wasting their time. No, we need you here because we want to know not only what it does, but how this all came about, the process. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So you're telling us, or trying to tell us about this application, the overview of it.
Right.
Take us through that tour then.
Okay, so I'm going to take you through the tour on the smartphone app itself, because okay. I think most people's interest is probably in that.
There. Yeah.
And okay, so you've got to go to your smartphone store, your app store, and download it. When you do a search for the application, it's best if you type in Digitally and the word Tallahassee.
Okay.
Just it'll nail the app its first pick when you do that.
Okay.
So you download it to your phone. We do require that you create an account with your email address.
Okay.
We do ask, part of the system requires that people log in so they can be identified and so that we can communicate with them about the issues that they're reporting. So once you've loaded it, you click on the little button in your app and it brings you to a screen that says, you know, right across the top, Digitally, and then there's a bunch of little symbols. And these symbols basically are different functions of the application. you can take a look at nearby requests.
Yes.
To see if somebody's reported something already.
Like a pothole
okay. or, you know, an animal laying in the street or something like that.
Graffiti.
A tree branch down. Graffiti. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And a lot of, you know, it's probably best to start there. Look and see if somebody else has reported
already
it.
Already in there.
Because one of the features of the application is you can follow what somebody else has reported.
Huh.
So you get all the updates that they get when the city updates the status of what's done and all that.
Wow.
But say they haven't. You click on new request.
Okay.
And first thing it asks you to do is it's going to locate you with the GPS technology of your smartphone. And the reason it does that is we want to know where the problem is, and it's close enough on the GPS.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it directs the request types to be Tallahassee's request types.
I see.
Now, keep in mind, this is a service provider, so, you know, if you're in Philly, you could actually, you know, it would load up Philly's request types based on your geographic location.
Right.
So you select a request type, and the top six are the top six things people request, and they got a little star by them to indicate that. It's fallen limbs, graffiti, missed garbage service for residential customers, potholes and streetlights. And then the last one is your own utilities, which gets you a whole series of services from the utility department. But if you swipe up the screen, there's different categories here that range from airport, animal services, parks and rec, police and fire, and all that. So you find the category of service you're looking for, and say, you know, you want to know from parks and rec where a community center is. You could click on that and go to community centers, and you might want to report a broken water fountain or something like that.
Okay.
You can go through that, or you know, you can do the simple things like just click on graffiti tips and then it captures your location. You can click the little camera symbol and take a picture of it and send it to us, and we'll see the graffiti. We won't have to send somebody out in the field first to verify that there's actually graffiti there. And we can send a crew out to remedy the situation right away.
Somebody asked me the other day about Cascade Park and how already on sites of the area down there, somebody had come in and done a rather significant amount of graffiti. And so it seems like that's a common occurrence, and it's something you guys have to deal with all the time, right?
Yeah, graffiti is a big problem. I mean, you know, and we have
it's pretty, costly,
pretty you know? Detailed graffiti abatement program working with TPD to clean that stuff up.
Yeah, it's tough.
This is another opportunity for you to report it, take a picture of it.
Right.
And
you got all of us out there helping out.
Yeah.
Now, the comparative here, too, as I understand it, Jim, is that in the old days, like last week, we would have to call or email you, and it could be a few days, it could be a couple weeks before you're able to get a crew out there and verify it, and then you process the order. This way, it's all happening in real time simultaneously, huh?
Right, that's correct. It's, you know, the old method was basically a form on the website where you would submit the form and create an email and send to somebody in City Hall that basically had to determine, is this a problem or not, who it should go to, and then they would have to, you know, it's a completely manual process. In this case, it goes directly to the person that's responsible for resolving those issues.
Gotcha. We're talking with Jim Van Raper, who is the Technology Planning and Advancement Administrator for the City of Tallahassee, and you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We're glad you joined us.
Hey, Magnolia.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, you're looking pretty good there. You've been doing the Roberts, right?
Yeah, hey, and I can't thank you enough, you know? I haven't felt this good in years. I mean, I'm putting out roots and leaves I didn't know I had in me. And look at these blossoms, huh?
I'm telling you, it's the Roberts. Hey, that's great, Mac. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think everybody ought to be doing the Roberts. I mean, it's not just good for guys like us, but, you know, for everybody, right?
Have you seen Camellia lately?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do your flowers, plants, and trees a favor with the best organic topsoil, compost, and mulch from Roberts Sand Company. Ask for it by name at your local nursery or call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts. I will try not to sing out of key.
Yeah. Oh, baby, how you like? So we're talking with our good friend, Jim Van Raper, who is here with the City of Tallahassee. He, for his part, has been involved with the technology and planning and the advancement of those activities as our city administrator, working through the, I guess, Department of or Division of Information Services. Is this what you wanted to do when you were a kid? How did you get into doing this kind of work?
Well, it's interesting. I started out during high school drawing maps for a property appraiser, and I kind of fell in love with that. Drafting was my hobby, and my I just loved it, my thrill, I guess. And for some reason, it's kind of always held on to one leg, and I've stuck around with that. Computers weren't around at the time. Everything's, you know, manual. But somebody stuffed a computer in front of me at one time and said, here, make this work. And it's all been history since.
How long have you been with the city?
About 8 years now.
Okay. And in that time, then, here comes the most recent addition to our technological sophistication, right, as a community, this digitality. But you've got to have seen a lot of advancement in how the city manages utilities, resources in general, information exchange from one department to another. What have you seen happen in that 8 years?
Well, it's interesting. I came to the city originally as a consultant to help them with integration of their different disparate systems that they had. And I liked Tallahassee. I decided to move here. I love the community. And the integration never ends because the systems that get implemented never seem to stop. But the city is really rich in technology. We have a city administration that supports the use of technology to do people's jobs better and more efficiently and effectively. We have major enterprise-wide systems for our personnel systems and all that. But one of the areas we really have invested a lot of money and effort is in the geographic information system, which they share with the county. And that GIS is what they call that, and it's mapping. And mapping is not just roadmaps; it's layers of data that can be added on top of that. And it's being now extended to platforms such as Digitali, where we literally, when you put a request into the city, it's mapped immediately, so we know where it's at. Then we go back and see where are things breaking, where do we need to be doing maintenance activities and things of that nature.
And for your purposes, in informing those folks involved in the actual work, the repair of, does that mapping include the substrate, the infrastructure, so they know there's a gas line running right there where you're about to dig, or is it at that level? We talk about these layers of maps. I wonder.
Well, currently, as it's implemented, there's very little of that can be displayed on the digital interface that employees use, but they have that available to them on their laptops in the field and all that, regardless. So.
But is that still a low-tech situation where they're pulling out a printed map to consult that?
Or oh, no. The city's been on electronic mapping mapping through the GIS for years now.
Okay.
Keeping up with paper map books when you have such an infrastructure as the city is almost impossible.
We all remember the famous scene, from the movie, right? Close Encounters. Richard Dreyfuss in his truck, trying to pull all the paper maps down and then figure out where the heck he is on the grid. Long gone for the sake of the people who serve the city of Tallahassee. So we're definitely working in a digital age here, and as you say, have been for some time. But here comes Digitally, that's empowering us as citizens of the city of Tallahassee, who can better inform you and all of those working for the city in serving the community at large.
That's so true. We kind of get a bunch of foot soldiers out there that they're people that care about our community, people that want to see things fixed and not, you know, being degraded. And, you know, honestly, there's enough square mileage in the city that city employees can't cover every square foot.
Yeah.
So having people let us know where problems are really saves us a lot of running around trying to figure out what needs fixed next.
Yeah. And getting things fixed is only one part of this. I'm looking at this, the application. You've got solid waste pickup, you've schedule, you've got pay my utility bill. You can even click into an event calendar.
Yeah, let me talk to you about that a little bit. It's these are what we call widgets in the application. I think I mentioned earlier, they're little applications within Digitally itself. These are the things that we've extended for Tallahassee specifically. In fact, the company that we're dealing with has seen us to be kind of revolutionary in this, and they're wanting us to kind of lead a technology leadership effort with them for other cities around the nation. But so what these are, a lot of these are widgets that really take you to data that's on the TalGov website, just straight directly to what you're looking for. Because it's content in a content management system on the website, we can do things like city how do I. That means it's where you go to find out how to do things
FAQ
with the city.
Kind of stuff.
Right. Event calendar. If you want to know what the city does, go to the event calendar. There are thousands of events happening in the city every day, and this is just City of Tallahassee events. Solid waste pickup. You know, when I got here, I have to tell you, coming from the West, solid waste here is an amazing thing because it's like you put it out on the curb and it's gone. It's just wonderful.
Like your mom.
Yeah.
It's like, what happened? She cleaned up after you.
Right. Exactly. So, but one of the things that drive me crazy is, when do I put my yard waste out on the street? Mm. Hell, I don't want the neighbors driving over and all that. So we actually had city staff build a GIS application that identifies where you're at, or you can enter in your address, or you can enter an address of maybe somewhere you're looking to buy a home or whatever, and it will tell you what day your solid waste bulk item and yard waste pickup is, or your regular trash service as well. Yeah. They used to send a little magnetic cards out telling you your Blue Thursday. Well, I didn't know Blue Thursday from Red Monday myself.
Right.
But this is, it flat tells you, your next bulk waste pickup is next Wednesday.
Very cool.
It's great. You can pay your utility bill. It's kind of rudimentary, the functionality there. But if you have your account, you can quickly pay your utility bill there. But if you swipe to the left on the application, there's even more. You've got things like adopt a pet. You can go out and look and see what pets are adopted.
Oh, cool.
You can find a park. You want to go play basketball? Where's a nearby basketball court to go play? You can look at the city commission agenda or report a crime. You can find out information about the airport.
Very cool.
You can continue to swipe to the left for more and more functions that the city offers. Plus, there's actually a Digitally survey. You can take the survey and tell us how you like this so we can improve it and make it better. And there's a help. Probably should direct people to help to start with so they can figure out how to use the application.
Well, for those of us who are still a bit challenged and have fat fingers, yes.
So,
well, and folks, if you've just tuned in, we're in conversation here with Jim Van Riper. For his part, he's serving the people of Tallahassee, you and I, as the Technology Planning and Advancement Administrator with the city, working through their Information Services Division, telling us about this really cool application, Digitally, which is doing a whole lot to make it easier for us to communicate with the people who are devoted to providing services for us. And by the way, Jim is here today because one of you had emailed the thought, why don't we talk about that new application, Digitally? And that came by way of our email address. If you have a topic or a guest you'd like us to consider for the show, email us at topics@tallahasseetalks.com. Simple enough. topics@tallahasseetalks.com. We look forward to hearing from you because that's what we're all about. tallahasseetalks.com every Saturday morning, right here at Freedom 93.3 FM, our home station. And by the way, if you've not been to the website, there you will find an archive of every broadcast we've ever been able to bring your way. going now in our third season. Can you believe it? All the folks around town who are involved in so many different parts of what make this community great. Jim, you're certainly one of those folks who have made it better for all of us. So we're going to continue talking more about this Digitally application provided by the City of Tallahassee with our good friend Jim Van Riper. Stay with us.
The 25th Annual Tallahassee Builders Association Saltwater Fishing Tournament is coming up June 8th at the Caribou Boat Club. Thousands of dollars in cash and prizes will be awarded. This is your invitation to register now. The TBA provides leadership and professionalism within the building industry through education, advocacy, and community involvement. And TBA members love to give back to the community they've helped build. So join the fun. The TBA Saltwater Fishing Tournament, Saturday, June 8th in Caribou. Register online now at tallyba.com.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning, 93.3 FM, Freedom 93 here in Tallahassee. Glad you've tuned in. Hope you're having a good morning wherever you are. We're having a great time talking with Jim Van Riper, who is telling us about Digitally and all the cool things that are going on. You must really love this job, because I mean, you think about, here's a guy who really loved topography, I guess, or maps and drafting and all that sort of thing. And now you've kind of wedded that inside of this digital world and making it better for your fellow Tallahasseans, all the way from paying your utility bill to reporting a pothole. How cool is that? All on one simple application.
It is cool. And to answer your question, I absolutely love what I do. If I can get the actual job title down, I got it made. But
getting it on a business card has got to be a challenge.
Yeah, you have to encourage your turn. You know. Anyway,
why don't they just put it, you know, Jim Van Riper, cool tech guy.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
That's good enough for me, right? So. I mean, so where do you see this headed? How already Tallahassee is sort of leading the way here with this idea that they had a good product, this third-party provider, and then you've said, well, why don't we add this? Why don't we add that? Some of the city's folks have done that, and now they're looking at you and saying, wow, that's a pretty good idea. What other good ideas do you see this taking on as it goes forward?
Well, I think what you'll see is more services being added. Different departments will be added, you know, different departments and their functions will be added.
Okay.
So you can quickly get to it.
You can already adopt a pet doing this, right?
Well, you can definitely go out and browse it and get to the adoption links where you, you know, get information.
Can I see
about
like
it.
A picture of the puppy?
Absolutely. You can go see the and people do. That's the second
cool.
largest or the highest you know, number of hits on our website is people looking at pets
looking
at the animal shelter.
Yeah. What about law enforcement? If I see something that looks suspicious, am I able to use this app to get to and say, hey, you better come check this out?
Well, you can only use this to report a crime and with kind of very narrow requirements. They don't want you reporting things live. They don't want you. This application isn't to be used for any emergency services, such as you know, an active crime going on.
So we still want to go through 911 for that sort of thing. Is that
that's,
right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And you know, if you have an power outage or a gas leak, don't be using the app for that. It tells you not to. But
you know, why is
that? Emphasize that because you know this stuff's going into a queue for somebody to look at. And if you have an emergency, you need to be talking to somebody live, not putting it in some SKU to look at in the morning.
Right, especially if for some reason or another the server goes down and we think we've communicated with you in the midst of a crisis. Yeah.
Right, if you look at the app, this is the City of Tallahassee's non-emergency customer gateway for city services. I mean, we're very clear about that.
Okay, so have we all heard that? This is for non-emergency situations, okay? So if there's a pothole, you can report that. If your child has fallen into the pothole, it
call
turns
911.
Out it's a sinkhole, then yeah, call 911, okay. So if you could give us that little bit of forecasting, you know, you think, well, there'll be other ways in which we can access other departments. Are you hearing from the citizenry saying, hey, we'd like you to add this piece? Or is it really kind of coming from your side?
No, it's actually, you know, we're just out of the box of this. But we've got other, not only other citizens, but city departments wanting to use this.
Okay.
So one of the sweet things about this application is that we can use it internally for things and mark them as private requests. So if departments need a way to track particular work activities or assign them, they can do that. And the citizens never see that. It's just we're just handling it. But one of the most recent things that we're about to release, probably this week, I would imagine, is invasive species, and I don't mean aliens, it's invasive species of plants.
Plants.
Inventory, essentially. And there's groups of people through the community that are working to eradicate invasive plant species. And there's about five that are really critical that need to be taken care of, and because they're really invasive. So working with folks at the city environmental group and citizen groups that are concerned about this, we are implementing the, you know, a focused approach to reporting those invasive species and where they're at. Take a picture of it, take the grab the geographic location, and then we can map it, and we can send out public works crews to go eradicate the problem.
I've got several examples of Chinese tallow growing in my yard. Now, folks, if you've not gotten involved with this whole discussion, Chinese tallow is aggressive.
Yeah.
And it's not indigenous to the region. But man, it is it will take over. And I've had to cut it out of my yard in several places, and it grows very rapidly, and it produces thousands of seeds when it blooms.
Yeah, one of our worst is Kogan grass. And you know, oddly enough, it can spread when we build stormwater ponds and things like that. It, you know, it could be spread just by the seeds getting trapped on a tractor tire for heavy equipment, and next thing you know, you're moving it somewhere.
So
I don't recall the exact species that they're going to track, but We're gonna enable those folks that actually are concerned about that to use digitally as a means for reporting where those things are, where they find these invasive species.
Right. So again, the application is called Digitally, and if you've joined us midstream here, you can go to talgov.com, and then all you have to do is go down there to the bottom of the web page, look in that area that's shaded black, and in that one column under services, you'll see city services report a problem, and you click on that link. It takes you to that page that explains how the app works, and then from your smartphone you can download the app and you're good to go. You go ahead and create your account, and as you have opportunity or need, you can use this app to report either a problem or get information on how to do something in relation to acquiring retaining city services, even things like what the solid waste pickup schedule is for your neighborhood. Where do you see it? Where else do you see this going? You think that this kind of opens the door to other applications as well, or are we seeing just the tip of the iceberg here?
Well, I think this is going to be the city's kind of showcase app that's out there, but there are other businesses within the city that have a need to have specific apps for them. My work group is responsible for helping implement those, and for example, we'll be providing TPD with something that they can market and promote as their own report a crime app that's you know, very much about TPD communicating, see a problem, report a problem, all that. So that's coming down the pike.
This is not that, as you pointed out earlier.
Right.
This is the non-emergency, but that application might come down the road a bit.
That's right.
Okay.
Another application that's in the works is, you know, we find from the folks at the animal shelter, their number one problem is matching lost animals with their owners. And, you know, sometimes people might find an animal, call the shelter, but they keep the animal at their home. So we're working on an app that, that pet owners will love, because it's going to allow them to report and track lost animals, and then ultimately in their own geographic region. Like you may be may see a dog in your neighborhood, and you can say, I've located this dog, it's in my home. And others are looking for a dog and go to the same app and say, oh, well, there's a dog there. Oh, that's my dog. That kind of thing. So you're going to see more and more apps, I should say, from the city. But there won't be the little things necessarily. They could be kind of the major business functions of the city. Utilities, animal shelter, airport.
If we're not a city resident, is there an integration here in some manner with county services, or are they informed of?
Currently, there's not an integration of county services into Digitally. However, there is the capability of doing that. We need to get with our county counterparts and talk about how can we ship these things that, you know, we may get a request from a citizen and it's really not a city problem, it's a county problem. Ultimately, we could be directly sending them to the county. Right now, it'd be a manual process through email, but that's where we're heading, is that we can, you know, kind of shift those over to the appropriate parties that have to deal with the problem.
The app is called Digitally. It's available for us at talgov.com. Jim Van Riper has been our guest today. Jim, thanks for being with us, telling us all about this great new app for the city. And we will look forward to having you come back and keep us posted as things progress.
Well, thank you. This is a really exciting project, and I hope people use it. We've, in the first 3 weeks of use, we've had over 1,450 people download the application.
That's awesome.
And there's over 400 requests submitted to the system already.
There you go, folks. So there's still time. Get in there and get this thing loaded to your smartphone, and maybe I can be as smart as the smartphone. Who knows? Folks, that's what we've got for you today. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here every Saturday morning, bringing you all of the things going on around town that we know about. We want to make sure you keep us informed. Don't forget, email us, topics@tallahasseetalks.com. Simple enough. We look forward to having you back again next Saturday morning right here, 93.3 FM. At 9 o'clock, we'll be talking Tallahassee. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.